reading from the Gospel of Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him, and they stood at a distance from him and raised their voice, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. One of them, realizing he had been healed, returned glorifying God in a loud voice. He fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. And Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" And he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." Most of us do not know people with real leprosy, but we do know those who are excluded and left out, be it in school, work, or society. Jesus meets the lepers who call out to him and heals them. How do we respond to those who are excluded? Do we see the stranger, the needs of the sick and the poor? Who are on the people on the margins in plain sight? Might it be refugees, immigrants, the homeless veteran, or the one on the street? Might it be someone who does not look like us or is not on the same place in the economic ladder? In a world where racism continues to raise its ugly head, where do we stand? How do we bring hope and solidarity to our world? Jesus healed and sent the lepers off to follow the Jewish law. He healed them all, showing no partiality to Jew or the Samaritan. It is not a story so much about thanks, but about how God shows no partiality but provides for all alike, as in the first reading. The Samaritan could not go to the priest for recognition. A double outcast, he came back to Jesus, recognizing the temple of God was not in Jerusalem or Samaria, but with Jesus. Where do our prejudices bring exclusion, making lepers of others? Today, let us be aware of where we recognize the presence of God, or keep it hidden from sight.